Pink Slip Plethora.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. A host of job cuts are plaguing headlines this morning. BHP Billiton, 6,000 jobs. Clear Channel Communications, more than 1,800 jobs. Even Hollywood isn't being spared. Warner Brothers is cutting 800 jobs. And if that weren't enough, financial stocks worldwide are taking a beating again today. Fears continue that banks have too much debt and not enough capital. In Britain, a leading politician is suggesting a solution to the crisis there, nationalizing two of the biggest banks. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
Lawmaker John McFall says the Royal Bank of Scotland and the Lloyds Banking Group should be taken into complete public ownership. Taxpayers already own a big stake in both banks as a result of a rescue package. But McFall says there's a problem. The banks are now torn between two conflicting aims: to make profits for their shareholders and to help solve the credit crunch by lending a lot more money. McFall says if they're fully nationalised, they could be ordered to pump a lot more credit into the system. He admits there are dangers. Under government control, these banks might lend unwisely. But he says the recession is deepening at such an alarming rate that nationalisation is a risk worth taking. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, here in the States, it was one of the worst Inauguration Day sell-offs in history. The Dow fell more than 330 points, about 4% yesterday. The Nasdaq fared even worse, a 6% drop, and S&P stocks dropped as well. Asian stocks fell 2 to 3% today. European markets are down for the most part as well. Things are getting back to normal this morning in Washington, D.C. After all the pomp and elegance of a new president and inaugural balls, the Senate gets to work on confirmations and budget hearings. The Senate Finance Committee hears from Timothy Geithner, President Obama's nominee to head the Treasury Department. He'll have to explain his initial failure to pay payroll taxes he owed while working for the International Monetary Fund. And then there are the challenges of long-term budget issues. That has some on the Senate Budget Committee looking once again at entitlements. Here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner.
President Obama says he'll convene a fiscal responsibility summit before giving Congress his first budget. He says the biggest problem is Medicare, which he calls unsustainable. Former Congressional Budget Director Alice Rivlin will testify at the hearing and says there are solutions.
We can rein in the entitlement programs. We can raise taxes. We can do some of both. But we have to face up to this problem.
A government report predicts Medicare will be insolvent by 2019 if nothing is done. But economist Dean Baker says politically it'll be tough.
The baby boom cohorts have just seen much of their wealth disappear in both their house and the stock market. So it seems like really bad policy and virtually impossible to sell politically.
Baker argues the biggest problem is rising health care costs. He believes if Obama can fix that, Medicare won't be such an albatross. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
GameStop, the video game store, reported a big jump in holiday sales. That's thanks in part to used video games, which account for nearly a quarter of its sales. Customers can trade in old games such as college football or Halo 3 for store credit, and then the store turns around and sells the used games at discount prices. But some manufacturers are catching on to the used sensation. Microsoft has included codes on its game that only allows users to unlock extra content once. Apparently not all's fair in love and Gears of War.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. And by Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at medtronic.com/globalheroes.
Hundreds of clean energy investors are meeting today in the California desert. They're hoping for a presidential boost. In his inaugural speech, President Obama touched on the use of alternative energy, and that could mean the difference between success and failure. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
6 months ago, the record price of oil was the key driver for clean energy investments, so much so that companies specializing in everything from renewable fuels to energy efficiency technology raised a record $8.5 billion from venture capital firms last year. Brian Fan with the trade organization Cleantech Group says today the money's still coming in. It's just that oil's no longer in the driver's seat.
In 2009, the main action in these markets are going to be driven by the policymakers.
In the meantime, the industry is already experiencing a shakeout as low oil prices make big-ticket purchases like solar and wind power less attractive. But for companies that fit into Washington's plans, business is booming.
We can't hire great people fast enough.
Investors have poured millions into Scott Lang's California startup. And for a reason, Silver Spring Networks makes smart grid technologies. House Democrats want to spend $11 billion on those as part of the economic stimulus package. Cleantech Group's Brian Fan says other winners include car battery makers and just about anything to do with energy efficiency, especially as Congress promises to spend billions of dollars retrofitting government buildings and low-income homes.
That is a big driver of investment because people now start saying, what are the building efficiency technologies and who are the companies that can be producing those that I should invest in?
But there's one glaring challenge.
Politics hasn't gone away.
That's Yale environmental policy expert Dan Esty. He says if political wrangling delays President Obama's clean energy initiatives, clean tech will ultimately survive. What's lost is precious time.
Good policy can ensure that we move this process faster, and it can position clean energy as part of the engine that pulls the economy back on the rails and gets it moving again.
Esty says the economy's collapse was in part a result of overconsumption. So why not rebuild it with technologies that help us use energy and natural resources more efficiently? I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org. The latest economic news of the day, of course, more on the economic fallout. And podcasts as well available at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.